Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
There is no such thing as a wrong contact inside an account. In fact, the more corporate contacts you have, the stronger the corporate relationship is. Think of this process as infiltration. It's about building a community, and when done well, that corporate community will win you a broad base of support throughout the organization while helping you build a library of knowledge about how the client's business operates. This infiltration is more than just mining a corporate hierarchy for influencers and decision makers. It's about becoming an insider, not just a partner. And that's where creating your nonstop sales boom really begins. So when I talk about this concept to our clients, undoubtedly, salespeople and sales leaders' eyes glaze over, and they just don't really understand how they can do this in their business-to-business environments. So I thought today I would share a few ideas from real-life examples of our clients, how they're doing this successfully. So let's start here. One of our clients, a VP of strategic accounts for a large consumer credit company, created a private corporate community on LinkedIn, connecting the 40 members on his team who manage this client with over 200 contacts on the client's site. The daily communication and transparency of this community helped to maintain and grow a $45 million a year account with a major investment company. Here's another idea. Top sellers that I work with at a medical devices company take their executive team on the road for a series of day-long meetings with the executives of their biggest hospital clients. They do this once a year for planning, and they call these events client days. They spend three quarters of the time reviewing the client goals and objectives and combine that with an industry overview. Only the end of the day is focused on the seller's business, showing a product roadmap, discussing new innovations, things that are in alignment with the client's objectives. And this is a really unique approach because, hey, let's face it, most sellers just show up and present what they want first, rather than listening to the client's future plans and then tailoring their presentation on the fly to meet their client needs. Here's another idea. US-based feed, seed, and fertilizer manufacturers routinely host meetings that bring together salespeople, agronomists, product specialists, and executive leadership from their companies to meet with sellers, buyers, agronomists, farmers, and leaders of their retail clients. Yet one more, the VP of an enterprise sales for an office supply chain that we work with creates internal user groups at each of his biggest clients. What this means is he connects the department heads for all the departments and divisions that are buying from him. This internal community creates two benefits for the buyer. One, they are able to see how others are using the product to be more effective. And two, they are able to create an internal buying group that helps streamline purchases and create savings on bigger orders. The seller benefits by getting internal referrals more easily because this internal user group actively encourages other departments to join, as well as benefiting from larger orders, bringing greater revenue and saving their company money on delivery costs. The seller is creating buyer loyalty, ensuring that the competition can't make inroads. And finally, an executive in the paper business at Supremex connected corporate players to create emotional communities with his best clients and vendors every year, making sure that his sellers, sales leaders, and plant managers were all included in the community building and developing relationships with the buyers and users of their product. And I should add at the end, you know, I come by my sales passion, honestly, because this last example was from a recently retired executive at Supremex who happens to be my dad. So you see, it's easy to create these corporate communities. And once you do connect all these corporate players, you can sell more, but more importantly, you create loyalty and shut out the competition. And when you do that, you really create your nonstop sales boom.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.